This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Jack Daniels. Jack Daniels and music are made for each other. They share a rhythm in the craft of making something timeless, while being a part of legendary nights. From backyard jams to sold-out arenas, there's a song in every toast. Please drink responsibly. Responsibility.org. Jack Daniels and Old Number 7 are registered trademarks. Tennessee Whiskey, 40% alcohol by volume. Jack Daniel Distillery, Lynchburg, Tennessee.
At Sierra, discover top workout gear at incredible prices, which might lead to another discovery. Your headphones haven't been connected this whole time. Awkward. Discover top brands at unexpectedly low prices. Sierra, let's get moving.
Can't get enough of the fan in the morning?
Shown up.
Because this is nothing like that.
Working.
Al and Jerry are here with stories they'd never get to cover on the morning show.
Very sexy robot.
Hey, look at that pig.
Shenanigans.
Naked yoga.
My mother had a bad experience with these goats.
Let's hump the fence.
It's Al and Jerry's post-game podcast.
All right, well, we're sorry we missed you yesterday, all 36 of you, but here we are today with a podcast on a Tuesday. Al, what's going on?
Oh, hi there, Jerry. So there are things that happen throughout my day that, you know, normal things that you, little chores you might do and things like that.
Of course.
I really sometimes examine them, like, what's exactly happening here? Like, things that you might just take for granted of doing. Sometimes I
like making your bed?
Yeah, I might go, like, why do we make our bed this way? Or why do I do that? So during the warmer months, which we're still in, I don't like to put my oven on.
Okay, so I hear that.
So yeah, instead of putting a sweet potato in the oven every night, I boil a sweet potato.
Just leave it outside in the sun?
I could do that. Yeah. I hadn't thought of that.
You boil a sweet potato.
I cut it up and then I boil
You know what's funny with
potato.
Those? I microwave potatoes, sweet and regular, and then I toast them for a minute.
In a toaster oven?
Yeah. Not the oven. Just,
yeah.
I toast this just to make the outside a little bit crispier, but I microwave them 4 minutes. Maybe 4.5,
yeah.
and then the toaster oven for a minute.
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah, interesting. I never thought of boiling a potato for that.
I use the air fryer for my chicken.
Okay.
And then I boil the sweet potatoes.
Why not put that in there with the chicken? I got to tell you.
I have no room. These air fryers have no capacity.
I've started just throwing everything in. I don't know what's going on in there, but I got to tell you, it works.
You just throw every things on top of each other?
I do. It does
Yeah,
work.
I haven't done that. I'm not saying I won't get there at some point. But the boiled sweet potato, I never really thought of until when we had Hurricane Sandy.
Mm-hmm.
I remember we had no power or whatever for a while. And I didn't even have that because where I lived in Baskin Ridge, I had an electric stove.
Oh, okay.
But my neighbors next door were going to somebody's house that had like actual electricity and thing. And they said, is there anything we can, I said, you know, I have these sweet potatoes. So they boiled them and brought them back. They were so good.
Wow, how about
with
that?
Like salt.
So that's how you do it now in the summer.
Yeah, so I'll boil a potato. But when the water's done boiling, I immediately pour it down the drain, you know, and then take the potatoes out.
Sure.
But randomly, like 2 days ago, I was thinking, and I go, you know, I looked under my sink and I see I have all plastic pipes.
Right.
I'm like, should I be pouring boiled water on the plastic pipes?
You can. Because it's not paper thin. It's made for that.
So I did. I asked Grok.
Oh, boy, you and Grok. I mean, you should just marry Grok.
Now, boiled water is 212 degrees.
Right.
Grok said that the PVC piping used in plumbing is good for 140 degrees and that 212 could melt the pipes.
And yet it never does.
Yeah.
It doesn't.
It doesn't, but
no.
Is there somewhere along the line, am I melting the pipes?
I suppose it's possible you're deteriorating a little bit by a little bit. I don't know. All I do know is I've never changed them, and boiling water from pasta or potatoes, or I've never once had an issue.
Yeah. I never thought of it. But yesterday when I did them, I said, you know, I'm going to let this water cool off for a little bit.
Oh, my God. Are you going to start putting the boiling water in the freezer with your garbage? What are we doing?
That freezer's getting very full, Jerry.
I'm sure it is.
Very full.
That's funny.
There's been
could also, by the way, just as you dump it, run cold water with it.
Yeah, I have done that.
So it doesn't have to just sit out.
Yeah.
Just a thought.
Yeah, it's a good thought. Mm. And I think once you turn the gas off, if it's no longer bubbling, it's no longer boiling.
It immediately starts cooling.
Yeah, so it's immediately lower than 212.
Yep, yep.
But, I don't know, just something to think about out there.
If you have to. I've got other things to worry about, but that sounds fantastic. Like,
do you think other people think of that?
No.
You don't think a single person in
No, there's millions of people. Of course, someone has said that.
I wonder if
I'm sure plumbers have thought about it.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't they?
Yeah, plumbers, yes.
Yes. Oh, there's people that have thought about it. Do I think that it is the masses? No.
Yeah, me neither. No, I do not. Yeah. Why wouldn't they make the PVC piping good enough for boiling water?
It does work, so... I don't know that it's not good for boiling water.
Oh, so they don't need to fix it.
I don't think so.
The old don't fix what's not broken.
Yeah. I mean, what are we changing out for?
Yeah, it's a good point.
Plus, the plumber's got enough work going on with the toilets and putting in new fixtures, and they don't need this problem.
The plumber's going to come over and be like, what'd you do, pour boiling water down this? Stupid idiots.
You moron.
You morons.
Yeah, I hear you.
Netflix has not had really anything all that interesting for me.
The Expos thing is coming out soon, isn't it?
Soon, yeah, but like day in and day out, I keep going to it. There's nothing. So I've been going to YouTube at night for my hour before I go to sleep. And I've been watching, you know, I loved David Letterman NBC show.
Yep.
Like, I loved it.
Yep.
So he still has an active YouTube channel where he goes on it and they talk about the old shows. So they have a series on there, which they've been doing for years now, but I've just found these. They find somebody who worked on the show.
Right.
And then that person walks you through their favorite moments from the show.
Oh,
and then they
cool.
show the clips.
Yeah.
But the thing that really struck me is the amount of people that worked on that show over the years.
Yeah.
That only worked 3 years.
Oh, briefly.
Yeah, or even like people like 10 years, but the show was on the air for like 30 years.
Right, you would think that's a destination job, not a like a stepping stone. Was
yeah.
it because they couldn't work with him?
No, so that's what that's what's never revealed.
Mm.
So I wonder, a show like Letterman, a late night talk show, are they looking to get new people in there every few years?
Oh, not be stale maybe and turn over.
To not be stale, or are the writers
kind of like here?
Yeah. Or are the writers looking to move on to something else? Like, is that a tough job and they're looking to write on a weekly series
right.
instead of a daily thing? I wonder about that. What do you think?
I don't know. I think what you said first might be very possible, that when they sign them, hey, we're going to give you a 3-year deal. Usually that's kind of the length of the contract. And then we look for fresh faces, fresh thoughts. But I don't know, because you would think, like I said, if you're getting into TV, let's say as a director or a producer or a writer, I would think that's a destination show. Like, I may, like, the freaking Letterman.
Yeah, like, I'm not going anywhere.
Right, unless they kick me out of here, which is maybe what they do. I don't know. That would have to be something you would have to ask them, because I have no idea. I don't know TV at all. Even, like, something as simple as the Molly Queerum stuff came up again, where someone, I think it was Marcellus Wiley, revealed she was making $500,000 a year to do First Take. But she, according to him, I have no idea. He was saying, you know, she was really upset that Stephen A. Smith didn't, like, get her more money because he's making $20 million a year from ESPN. And my first thought when I read that is, to do what? More, like, you can say what you want about Stephen A. Smith. Stephen A. Smith, though, does 9 million things for that network, and he's on all the time. The way I remember it was she hosted First Take. No one cared about her opinions because that's not what she was. She was the host. She would volley it back and forth to Stephen A. and whoever he was with. $500,000, a lot of money. My point is, like, I don't get TV. I don't understand it. I don't know it. I don't know if those jobs you're talking about are really highly paid, but you know it's a short contract, or maybe they don't pay very well, and it is a stepping stone. I don't know.
Yeah, it was so hard to tell.
Unless you talk to them, who knows?
Because there are people that were, and there's all sorts of jobs. So there was writers that are doing these segments. There's segment producers.
Right.
There's producers.
Think about
there's
that. Segment producers.
Yeah. So the segment producers, what you might do as a segment producer is, like, for tonight's show, you're just handling the Marv Albert guest segment.
Wow.
So you would call Marv Albert, say, yeah, hey, what did you want to, anything in particular want to talk about?
Right, right, right.
That's it.
So you're the handler for that 7 minutes.
Yeah, and then you would meet with Dave Letterman and go, here's what Marv wants to talk about. Here's some interesting stories Marv has.
What's interesting to me with that and all these celebrity interviewers or whoever it might be, and I can bring it back to the play-by-play charts we've talked about too. I would think if I was, I mean, I know the way I do things, I do my own research. I always have, because I kind of figure if you hand me something, it's kind of like the prank Gio pulled on the guy in Pittsburgh back in the day. Whereas, and I know it wasn't given to him, but the guy just relied on Wikipedia, didn't do any work, and just read it like a sheep, and someone went and screwed him up. But that's getting information from somewhere else. I would think I'd want to do my own research. If I'm David Letterman, and I've got hopefully 10, 15, 20 million people watching, whatever, I don't want to ask a question that I'm not 100% certain about because someone gave it to me wrong. It's amazing to me that all of these guys have a team of employees and researchers that do the work for them.
Yeah.
It's really something.
Then this was interesting. The one woman who was there for many years, she, you know, there are a lot of people that worked with him from NBC through CBS.
Like, right.
There are a bunch of people that he did stick with, but it seems like the writers and segment producers, those people moved around a lot.
Okay.
So this woman who was there a long time, she said that at NBC considered them part-time employees so that they didn't have to give them
benefits.
So she said what Letterman did, and he was one of the early shows to do this, is he started putting them on the air for bits so that they would have to join AFTRA. And then they would, or SAG-AFTRA, whatever it was back then, and then they would get benefit. Like, he would make sure they were on camera enough throughout the year to qualify for benefits.
That's very nice of him.
Yeah, I thought that was really cool.
That is. That's pretty crappy. I mean, I know it's only a 30-minute show, hour show, whatever.
Yeah.
An hour. But, I mean, that's a lot of work. I mean, even a segment producer, 7 minutes, you're spending all day on that.
Yeah, and you have every day you have a segment that you're in charge of.
I mean, how is that not a full-time job?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
When did making plans get this complicated? It's time to streamline with WhatsApp, the secure messaging app that brings the whole group together. Use polls to settle dinner plans. Send event invites and pin messages so no one forgets mom's 60th. And never miss a meme or milestone. All protected with end-to-end encryption. It's time for WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone. Learn more at whatsapp.com.
Then the one a woman who was there for a very long time, she was doing a thing where she would meet with Dave every day. And when they were meeting and they would get bored and just talking, they would throw a NFL football into a small trash can across the way.
Right.
And this woman got very good at it. So that's when they, Letterman brought that up, and she got very good at it. And they showed that she was up there one day just sinking like, whoosh, whoosh, whoosh. And then Letterman brought in separately on separate nights, Phil Sims and Boomer.
Oh, that's funny.
With the Jets to compete against her. She beat Phil Sims.
That's funny.
I don't remember how she did against Boomer.
That's pretty good.
But on one of the segments I watched last night, it was her memories, and she brought up the Phil Sims one. And Phil Sims was losing to this woman who was just floating floating footballs into the trash can.
That is cool.
So it's cool. I love like looking back, like, but what's really hard to watch is how old people are now.
Oh yeah.
So they'll,
some people age well, some don't.
So they'll, and you know, the Letterman NBC show, I think, went off the air in 92. So if you were doing the Letterman show,
yeah, it's 32 years ago.
Right. So if you were 32 years old when you were working on that show,
yeah,
or 30,
you're in your 60s, yeah.
You're in your 60s now. Yeah. And it's weird to see the people talking about the show and then playing their favorite memories, of which they are in a lot of them.
Yeah.
I'm like, man.
And usually, it's not only facially, body types change horribly.
Yeah.
Not for all, but for a lot of people, the body types are just not the same. People get very heavy, and being heavy makes you look older than you are, and that's certainly part of it. I've gotten to the point in my life now where most younger kids, the younger generation, are now calling me Mister. When it was always just, I was always referred to, like coaching, it was always Coach Jerry. I never cared for the Mr. Recco thing. And I never, you know, one kid once asked me, "Who do I call you, Coach, Mister?" I'm like, "Coach Jerry's fine." And it just kind of stuck. So I never dealt with the Mister thing until the last like year. I'm like, damn, now they look at me as old.
Yeah.
That ain't good. I want to be old. But
yeah,
I am.
Yeah. I don't like to be old either.
No, it stinks. But
it's weird too, because I'm sure when we look in the mirror, we see a different person than others see us.
Probably.
And I'm trying to think if we are more, you think we're probably more critical of ourselves.
Oh, I think so. Yeah, I do. I think some people, if you don't see someone in a long time, you might get, maybe not you, but they could be, "Oh, wow, you really changed." or, "Wow, you look great." I think when you look at yourself in the mirror every day, you probably don't realize it, but when you do see photos, all of a sudden it becomes very apparent that you've aged 5, 10, 15, 20, 30 years, whatever. But like, I still feel like I have the mindset as the same kid that walked out of high school. Like, I don't feel any different. Still trying to be good at broadcasting, which is what I wanted to do then. And even while I'm closer to the end than the beginning now, much closer to the end, still striving to be better. That was still the mentality I had back in 1992, 3, 4, when I started going to college. But the body doesn't work the same anymore. Back issues, prostate issues, thinning hair, you know, fat waistline. You don't have that issue. I do. And it's amazing how the mind is telling you one thing, but the body just is like, go screw, man.
Yeah, I don't have the, I'm not overweight, but I'm bald.
Yeah, you are bald. That is true.
I have glasses.
Yeah.
And no matter how good of shape you're in, your skin elasticity does start to change. Wayne. Yeah, yeah, Wayne.
Gets a little loose.
Yeah.
Well, I think that's where a lot of people are talking to now about lifting. You got to lift.
Yeah.
You know, you need more muscle mass as you get older, which will keep you younger. And I also think keeps things a little tighter. I mean, that yes. could be part of it. Otherwise, it just sits there and the muscle deteriorates. And so your body kind of turns to mush right in front of your own eyes.
Yeah. We get mushy.
Yeah. Yeah, very much so.
Yeah, I often wonder, like, what is the perception when I'm walking my dog in the neighborhood? Like, if someone were to say, do you see that greyhound? Would they say, oh, that the older guy is walking? Or do they say that the bald guy is walking?
Yes and yes.
Do they say the thin man yes. is walking?
Yeah, I do. I think all of it.
Yeah,
I,
I'd like to know how I'm perceived.
I think it depends on, you know, here's how you're not perceived, as a fat, sloppy guy. You know that.
Okay, that's one.
But I do think everything what you said is in play, because you could theoretically be walking your dog and there could be, you know, two 14-year-olds riding their bikes behind you or on skateboards where it looks like that could be your grandson.
Yeah.
You know?
Also, you know how they always say you should never ask a woman how old she is?
Yeah, I never understood that as to why, but yeah.
I think you could ask a woman how old she is if she's clearly younger than you.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like if somebody, if it's some woman's birthday, and my guess is she's somewhere in the 30 to 40 range, I can ask her because I'm 56.
Okay.
So I feel like that's okay. I don't think you could ask if it's.
I'm not sure you want to ask a 53-year-old, Al.
No, I wouldn't, because I feel like I can't ballpark that age. But I know for sure when someone's in their 30s or very early 40s.
You know how
40s.
You ask it the right way?
Yeah.
Is you ballpark it low.
Yeah.
Let me guess, 28. No, 47, you moron. But, you know, you really compliment them.
Yeah, but if you go too low, I think they're up there. They
all right,
know,
fair enough.
They know your tricks.
So
and
35,
like,
41. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Also, you can tell how you're starting to look your age if your age is revealed and they don't
move.
They're not
budge.
Shocked by it.
Yeah, that stinks.
I go, oh, I saw it was your birthday. Happy birthday. How old are you? Well, guess. Oh, like 36. Yeah, actually 35. Yeah, right in the ballpark. How old are you? I'm 56. Oh, cool. If you don't get the, I can't believe you're 50s.
Really? 56?
Like, yeah, then you're like.
Man, you look good.
Right, they're like, no,
oh, 56?
You look,
yeah, that's about right.
You had a ballpark, Jim. 56.
I took you for 63.
Also, 56 is mid-50s, yes?
Yeah, I would say mid-50s is 53 to 57.
So I would go early 50s is to 54.
Okay.
55, 56, 57.
Mid-50s. Yeah.
58, 59.
That's fair.
Late 60s.
Sure.
You got to give the mid part the biggest.
I'm good with that.
The biggest chunk.
I would agree. I would definitely agree with that.
Yeah. I see a lot of like dudes in their 70s down there where I live. They're in great shape. And
yeah,
they're in
because,
the sun all the time,
because
though.
Because we know about nutrition and exercise now, and there are those like yourself that really adhere to it. There are others that don't. A lot of people that are out of shape at 70 years old, 80 years old. There's a guy at the golf course I play at. He's 90. Is he 90? He's at least 89. He might be 90. He still plays 9 holes every day. And no, he can't hit the ball 300 yards. But he gets in his golf cart. He drives around. He walks to his ball. He can still drive the ball like 125. He can still hit his irons and putt. Like, he stays active, and it keeps him sharp, and he's still around people. And I think it's amazing.
Let me ask you this part, because I brought this up yesterday to Gina, and she made an interesting point. So there's a couple guys in their 70s
okay.
in my neighborhood that drink a decent amount of beers.
Right.
And they look in great shape,
mm-hmm.
and they're in their 70s.
When you say drink a fair amount of beer, what does that mean? What they drinking a 6-pack a day? Do you just mean they have a few on Saturday and Sunday?
This might be on the weekends. Yeah, maybe they might drink beers all day on Saturday.
Okay.
But you hear all this stuff about how alcohol ages you and all stuff, and it's not happening. And she said that she believes that there are other factors that go into what we look like, right? Or how we age. So not just, like you said, you're somebody who's active, but like if you're in a walkable community.
Mm-hmm.
So like any of the shore towns, if you're near the water, there's a lot more walking around outside your house than if you might have be in the suburbs.
Sure.
And if you're walking around the neighborhood and you know a lot of people, like I know a lot of people now because I walk a dog.
Right.
Does having a sense of community help you stay younger?
No.
No, don't think so.
No, I think you're, well, yeah, I mean, it can from the standpoint of, I think what she said is right, that there's a lot of factors that go into this. I think stress can age you. So if you're in a bad relationship, but you eat amazingly, I think it can have a negative impact on what you look and how you feel. Mentally, you can be completely drained. And even though you're eating grilled chicken and broccoli all day, it can have an impact. If you smoke, I think it has an impact on your skin. If you take a lot of meds, I think it can have an impact on how you do. I think she's 100% right that there are so many factors that go into it. But I do think it has to start with the proper nutrition and some sort of activity that's regular. The dog walking. Now, the sense of community might put you in an elevated mood. So from that standpoint, sure. But I think it's not as simple as just eating right, you know, being active and saying, hey, neighbor, because you might go home and have six messages from your girlfriend or your wife and you're going to hang yourself because you didn't do this and that, can we see these people? And all of a sudden your brain's about to explode. And it goes the same way for, I don't mean Gina, but I mean for the woman in the relationship too. So I think there's a lot that goes into it. Yeah. I think, you know, the one thing that is clear is you can't be idle. You can't eat like crap. You can't be an alcoholic. I mean, like those three things, start there and you got a good chance. Doesn't guarantee anything, but you got a good chance.
You're setting yourself up for a better opportunity.
Yeah. I mean, you're putting yourself in the right position to succeed. You still got to go do it, but at least you're not coming from a position of weakness. You're putting yourself in a position of strength.
Yeah, it is. I've never in my lifetime, other than when I was a little kid, you know, growing up in the house I grew up in, where you would play football and baseball and basketball in the street,
mm-hmm.
and you knew who your neighbors, your immediate sure. neighbors are. Like, I know people on every block.
Which is great.
And I'm sure it's a combination of you're walking a dog, so people with dogs you're always stopping and talking
yeah.
to. There are a lot of people in my community that hang out on their porch, mm-hmm. so you see those people. Then there are people that know me from the radio, so sure. those are even different people. So it's just like it's a lot
it
of...
It makes for a nice environment.
It does.
And I don't think... That sounds very Leave It to Beaver-like, you know?
The Beave.
Yeah, I mean, you know, hello neighbor, and you know, and that sense of community is kind of lost in a lot of people, and also family-wise. You know, I talk to my mom about this all the time, that when she was a kid and, you know, they had dinner with the Sunday's pasta every Sunday and the entire families got together. If it wasn't every Sunday, it was every other Sunday. But everybody lived within a few blocks of one another
yeah.
in Brooklyn and they walked to someone's house. Now, if you look at my family, my parents are 30 minutes from me, only about 11 miles, but 30 minutes from me. My cousins are minimum 45 minutes from me. My sister's 50 minutes from me. Now, my brother's close, but he's got different work hours. And then my wife's family is down by Philadelphia where your family is, which is an hour 20. There's no, hey, you just want to pop over and have it. It's just different.
Yeah.
And now every job isn't 9 to 5. Holy crap. Our hours are 4 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. A lot of people are just getting to work at 10 a.m. Like everything's all over the place now.
It is, yeah, it is all over the place.
There's no rules.
There are no rules.
There are no rules. No.
That's why when I see people just walking their dog at noon on a Tuesday,
yeah.
I'm like, I know why I'm here. I was up at 2 a.m.
Why? Who's that? No good guy. Does he have a job?
Yeah, what is going on over here? They may work at night.
They could work. They might do the 11 p.m. to 7 a.m. shift.
Or maybe they came home on their lunch break to walk their dog.
True.
Like you have to
work local.
Yeah, it's hard to. I'm still stuck, though, in those old thoughts of, if you have a job, you work 9 to 5.
And yet you
or
don't.
8 to 4, even though I don't.
That's right.
All right, Jerry, let's do the warm up program. We'll be back here tomorrow at 5 a.m. What's tomorrow, Wednesday?
Yeah.
All right. We'll see you tomorrow, Wednesday. So!
Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Another day, another major event, tariff, and a new randoms it. Strange times like these can lead to extra stress, which can lead to unpredictable breakouts. The good news is that Mighty Patch Original shrinks the look of pimples in just one use. That's a pretty good deal for your skin and your wallet. Shop Mighty Patch at all major retailers.
Hey everyone, it's Boomer and Geo, and if you're into New York sports or you want straight talk about what's really going on in the sports world, Boomer and Geo is your show.
We're covering it all. Yankees wins, Giants drama, national headlines, and whatever chaos the day brings on the field and off.
No filler, no filters, just real conversation, and believe me, plenty of laughs every weekday morning.
We don't hold back, and we don't waste your time. We get to what actually matters.
That's Boomer and Geo, and you can listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.